We move now to the last topic of this WBT, exploring features in the toolbar. This brief section pertains to both lists and libraries. When you click either the list tab in a list, or the library tab in a library, the toolbar has a number of similar features. We have already touched on the standard view and datasheet view buttons in the previous topic. In the datasheet area, the new row button is here if you need it. The task pane button opens a pane with more options, mostly interworking with Microsoft Access and Excel. The totals button shows numeric totals across the bottom. And the refresh button updates the table to show changes made by other users while you have been working in this list. In the Manage Views area, the drop-down menu on the right enables you to switch to another view, either personal or public. Over on the left, you can click the Create View button to create a new personal view. Meanwhile, over at the Share and Track section, there is an Email a Link button you can click to send a link for this page to someone who has access to this site collection. You can create an alert on the page the same way visitors do. Next, RSS feed refers to rich site summary, previously known as really simple syndication. Here, users can read news feeds and other content generated by external sources. This feature is not enabled on most site collections at the DCRI. If interested, discuss this feature with your site owner. In the Connect and Export area, you can ignore Sync to SharePoint Workspace. That feature is unavailable. Here is the Connect to Outlook button that we talked about with calendars. There's also an Export to Excel button available. Depending on the list, you might also see buttons to open Visio, Access, and Project. Also, on libraries, the Open with Explorer button does work if you use Internet Explorer, but that feature is best suited to site owners. All other buttons on the toolbar are grayed out and unavailable. As a reminder, many of these features can also be accessed in an edit control block.